Always. This is Carla Trobach, and welcome to today's session with David Kakish, who's the president of RIA Workspace. This is going to be a relatively short session. We just wanted to share some information about Microsoft Authenticator, the application, and why RIAs should be using it instead of text or SMS for multi-factor authentication. And just a little foreshadowing, you're not as secure as you might think you are if you're not using Microsoft Authenticator for your multi-factor authentication. So we can just dive in. And David, do you want to sort of start by telling the RIAs why it's so important to be considering the Microsoft Authenticator app?
Sounds good. Well, hey, thanks, Carla. And thanks. I want to thank the listener. And just real quick, this is not going to be like a super duper drawn out technical discussion. It's going to be just a quick discussion. It's really geared towards that chief compliance officer, the managing partner, the office manager, so you can quickly wrap your head around that. Here's a really big problem is if you're anything like other RIAs, you have a false sense of security because you think you're already using multi-factor authentication. And rather than get into, you know, technical jargon and terms and things like that, I just want to share a story from a couple of weeks ago. I was talking to a prospect who had reached out to us and, you know, was considering working with us. And one of the things that had happened is his QuickBooks Online was compromised, even though he was using multi-factor authentication. And he was using multi-factor authentication using like text messages or SMS, depending on what part of the country, you know, you'll refer to it as an SMS message or a text message. But here's the deal. The attacker was able to get into their QuickBooks Online and sent out all kinds of invoices to their clients on their behalf. It was a real big mess, caused a lot of problems. And really, you know, the biggest challenge there is it was a loss of reputation. Now, he immediately went in and, you know, changed the password, you know, which was a smart thing to do. But he couldn't understand, hey, how could this happen when there's MFA, right? You know, he, like many others, had a false sense of security that, hey, I have multi-factor authentication and I have a good password. And thought he was in good shape. So we talked about many other things, and this was just one of the things on that call. And I told him, hey, listen, something that you're going to want to do as soon as we hang up, just for another layer of security, is change your multi-factor authentication with your QuickBooks Online so that you're using the Microsoft Authenticator app on your phone rather than getting an SMS and a text message. And Carla, maybe we should just real quick talk about, like, you know, what this Microsoft Authenticator app, because it might seem like a strange language for some people. And for some of you where it's repetitive, you know, I apologize. But basically, you know, with multi-factor authentication, it's more than just a username and a password, right? You put in your username, you put in your password, and then you get a text on your phone. With the multi-factor authentication, when you're using the Authenticator app, it's essentially an application on your smartphone, iPhone, Android, you know, whatever. And rather than getting a text message, there's a number, that Authenticator app, that you can basically enter, and that number is changing every minute or so. So I just wanted to describe that for the listener. Carla, does that make sense, or did you want to add to that?
No, it does make sense. It's still just that number that you have to enter in. Instead of coming to a text, it's coming to the array generated by the app.
Exactly.
The process for the user is basically the same.
Correct. Exactly. And it's much, much, much more secure. And, you know, this is something that we've been communicating with our existing clients, with new prospects, and, you know, everybody's busy. And sometimes this gets, you know, gets put on the back burner. And we're trying to make sure that it's on the front burner, right? Here's a quick summary, and then we're going to dive into a couple of things. But the quick summary is, look, if you're using multi-factor authentication, fantastic. We're glad to hear that. If you're using that with, you know, where you're getting a text message or an SMS message on your phone, it's okay, but that's hackable and you probably have a false sense of security. We strongly encourage you to go and use the Microsoft Authenticator application, much more secure. That's kind of the summary of the whole thing, but I'm going to dive right in and I'm just going to talk about a couple of bullet points to kind of get the message across. So, you know, the first question I typically ask is like, hey, look, are you using multi-factor authentication today? If not, it's the least expensive way to maximize your email security, the security of, you know, the platform that you're using. Now, to be fair, we work a lot with clients that are using the Microsoft platform, probably 80% or so, if not higher, but it's applicable if you're using Google or other technologies. Now, the follow-up question is, great, if you're using multi-factor authentication, the follow-up question is, are you using the text messages as your multi-factor authentication method? You know what? If you are, that's good. but we want you to change and use the Microsoft Authenticator app. And again, Google has the same thing. Google's got the, you know, Google Authenticator app. It doesn't really matter. And so I'm going to talk about why this is the case. So number one is the SMS, the text message, is hackable. A lot of people don't realize that, right? There's a couple of ways to do that. And, you know, if you look out there on the dark web, your password might be out there, right? They're phishing your phone number. A lot of people are familiar with email phishing, but they can do the same thing with your phone and with text message. So that's one way that they can do that. The other challenge is, depending on what technology you're using, a lot of times that SMS or that text message is actually sent in clear text and not encrypted. The other way that this happens is, you know, something called man-in-the-middle attack, which is basically somebody, you know, is able to get this and then send that over to you. So there's a couple of different ways in which that happens. And, you know, the whole idea is, look, there's a much more secure way to do it. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's part of your Microsoft subscription. You just need to go in and you need to activate that. You need to go ahead and you need to enable that. And to be very transparent, again, we communicate that with prospects. We communicate that with existing clients. People are busy. They have a lot of things on their mind. And this is something that is a minor change, but can have a really, really, really big impact. I would encourage you as a listener, you know, just after you listen to this or right now, shoot an email to your IT person, shoot an email to us, shoot an email to your CCO and say, hey, look, are we using the Microsoft Authenticator application or are we using the Google Authenticator application for multi-factor authentication? And if not, that's probably something that you want to prioritize in the next 1 to 2 weeks. Again, it's probably not going to cost you any money, but it's really going to maximize your security. And Carla, I can probably talk about this forever and get into the details, but I want to avoid that. So I'm going to come back to you if there's anything else that you wanted to add before we wrap it up.
Well, I think it's just a reminder that hackers get more sophisticated and therefore Microsoft and the tools that they give you become a little bit more sophisticated. It's just a logical progression from make sure you have strong passwords to start to use two-factor authentication to start to use the Microsoft Authenticator app for two-factor authentication. It's just the progression to keep everybody safe and secure.
Exactly. And as a listener, I just want to emphasize, we're not in the business of trying to scare you and, you know, it's the end of the world and things like that. We're just seeing a higher level of sophistication. We're seeing that a lot of RIAs have a false sense of security because of this. And we just want to communicate that with you that, hey, listen, number one, if you're not using multi-factor authentication, go use it. Number two, which is most likely the case, you're probably using multi-factor authentication with texting or, you know, SMS messages. That's good, but we want something better. Go ahead and use the Microsoft Authenticator app or, you know, the Google Authenticator application. It doesn't really matter. So that's, you know, as a listener, that's my call to action for you. If you found this helpful and you want to learn more, just go to our website at www.riaworkspace.com and go to the Learning Center. We have other content that you're probably going to find pretty helpful too. So with that, thanks for listening. Go change and start using the Microsoft Authenticator app. Application instead of text messages. And thank you so much and have a great day.
Thanks, David.